for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, May 15th, 2017 Planning Commission regular meeting, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Bonita. Okay. You want to do 1708, Scott?
Case number 1708 is the Reese Knightley Rental. Applicants Robert Woolston. Representatives Michael Reese.
Evening, gentlemen, ladies.
And Mr. Reese let me know tonight, he had called in, he showed me the email. He's actually purchasing lot 7, which is just, this was lot 1. It's this corner lot here. So these pictures won't reflect. I'll go to our pictometry and zoom around on lot 7. The representative, Michael Reese, seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of a planned 5-bedroom single-family residence.
Could you go back to that first slide, please? I'd like to be on record.
That one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That one?
Yeah, that'd be great. I just want to go on record. That lot exists approximately 20 miles north of Branson Creek area. So I'm in no way, shape, or form involved in any of this behind me. And I say that. I've been in front of this people before, and I get nervous. So I'm just going to let you know right off the bat, I'm nowhere near that. So, and I'm actually purchasing a couple of lots out there, but this is the only lot that's in question that I wanted to talk to you about this evening for a special use permit, nightly rental.
Okay. Current application was approved for concept March 20th, 2017. Per the assessor's information, we'll say lot 7 is located in the estates at Majestic Point. And I'm assuming these lots are pretty much all the same size.
No, they're not.
Is that one the bigger or smaller?
It has a lighter, it's for a walkout. The other lots up top of the hill are somewhat flat.
Yeah, they're flat.
But this one's got a more aggressive slope to it.
We'll look at it on the...
Yeah.
The applicant is planning to build a 5-bedroom single-family home. The property is served by Taney County Water District Number 3, and the subdivision is connected to Branson Central Sewer with a lift station northeast of the subdivision. Of course, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. Therefore, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. The exterior appearance of the home will be the same after he gets it built. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. And per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, 1 off-street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Therefore, a total of 6 parking spaces would be required for a 5-bedroom home. The project received a total score of 4 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 29. Staff recommendations. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 17-8, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Number two, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residence to be located at Majestic and Linhart, which will be lot 7, estates at Majestic Point shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. The Reese nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8, a Division 2 permit will be required before construction begins. 9, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay. I have one signed up for this. Robert Johnson, is it?
Yes.
If you'll take a seat for a minute, we'll let Mr.
Sure.
Johnson speak here.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. I am Robert Johnson. I live in Friendly Hills subdivision next door to that is directly adjacent here to Majestic Estates. So a lot of our lots are directly next door and abut right up against the ones in Majestic Estates. So right across the road there, that's where Friendly Hills begins. And so I'm kind of here to represent the area in that, you know, once again, we're there to raise families. We're there to protect our investment and our what, you know, our way of living. I'd also like to point out that, so I'm also here. There's a couple of people, Uva and Joan Jagilia. They live in Majestic Point, or at least they bought a house there a couple of years ago. They're getting ready to retire here in a couple of years. There's a letter from them in your packet kind of describing their position. And so they've kind of asked me to come and speak just a little bit for them. They bought the house a couple of years ago. They've been fixing it up as a place to retire, and they will be living here full-time here within about the next year. And so they spent a lot of time and energy on this home, you know, with the assumption that, hey, that this is a place that we're going to live and retire and spend the rest of their years. They've already got a problem. The house at the top of the hill that you've got a letter from in favor of, it's the first one inside the neighborhood.
If I may.
Right here?
Right here?
Nope.
So what? 2 weekends ago, they were up until 1:30 people in that house that are renting nightly. So those people don't have a permit to rent nightly. They're doing it currently. Online it says that it'll accommodate up to 20 people is what they're renting the darn thing for. But my friend Uva said a couple of weeks ago it was 1:30 at night. They couldn't sleep because of all the noise coming off that house. So they've already got a problem. They're already seeing some vandalism in their area that troubles them as well. So once again, I'm just asking you to kind of keep the zoning as it is. There's a place for nightly rentals and for vacation, and there's a place for homes. And you know, people have bought in here with the assumption that they'd be protected by zoning. Any questions I can answer? I thank you for your time.
Mr. Reese, would you come back up, please? Do we have any questions for him this time?
Are you on the lot now, sir?
I do not. I'm waiting on approval. But in reference to some of the comments that were made earlier, in the packet that I provided, the gentleman that owns, that I'm purchasing from, provided a letter. He owns 11 of the lots in there, and he's in favor of this, as is the house that he mentioned earlier, and that letter is signed and part of the packet in there. And as far as houses butting up to this, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, because there's no houses in there butting up to this. There might be further on across the way, but as of right now, there are three homes, one here, one being built, and one there. This was the next one he refers to. There are no other houses in here.
Well, I guess maybe my question was, where was the noise coming from that Mr. Johnson was speaking about?
I think what he's talking about, there's a house right here. It's owned by two doctors living in Kansas City. This was Buckland Development.
Okay.
This house right here, and there's a pool in the back. And
I'll ask him directly.
Oh, okay, I had the podium, so I assumed that you were talking to me.
Because there was reference to noise there, and yours is not built yet, so that's what I was trying to do. Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your time.
I also signed in there at the bottom of the form to speak, Mark Riz.
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't got to you yet.
Okay, just I just want to make sure you don't forget me.
You're next. Come on up.
All right.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. My name is Mark Riz. Like Robert, I live in Friendly Hills. Scott's got me pointed right there. The property that's applying for the special use permit is a line of sight shot from my home, sitting right on the front deck. I can also, attribute to hearing the noise 2 weeks ago. We were out there, and it was actually making a disturbance. The applicant's true. I mean, there aren't any homes pressed up against this lot, but our subdivision is directly next door to it. That's what we're referring to. Randy, you might be able to help with this too. I mean, do you understand going through the entrance of the Majestic Circle there, of how steep that slope is going through the entrance? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, anybody that would I don't even know how anybody makes it down that hill in the wintertime. I mean, there is no snow removal through there. I mean, being part of our HOA, Robert and I are, instrumental in calling snow removal for our private, it's a public-private road, however you want to, we share it with the Majestic. Even our road becomes too slick in the wintertime. Those days are the days you take the four-wheel drive truck to work and back. That road there has got to be, what would you think the slope is on that? I mean, if you were to go down that on a skateboard, you're going to die. I mean, it is truly that steep, okay? My kids are always begging me, can we go sledding down that? And I don't even want them going down that. It's all rock down the sides of it. It's treacherous, okay? I'm not for it. Like I said, I'm raising my kids. I got an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old in my house. I don't like the fact of people coming and going, on a nightly, weekly rental. I've got no idea of who's a convicted felon, who's a child predator, just up the road. They have to drive past my house to even get to this place. There is no other way in or out of that subdivision other than driving through our neighborhood. As far as the house that is doing weekly rentals down there, the one with the pool, they have no Division 3 permit. I've already looked that up. They're operating in violation right now. But, yeah, as Robert said, you can go to Airbnb right now and go ahead and book that thing today if you want. So we just don't feel that this, just as Robert said, people want to come for vacations. There's tons of places in town to get your vacation and have your stay for a vacation. This area is meant for homes. So that's all I got.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That concludes the public hearing on that project. We'll move on to 180 Legend Circle, number 1709. Do we have a representative on that?
Hello, gentlemen.
Let him just give his little bill there.
I'll stop talking.
Case number 1709, 180 Legend Circle Vacation Rental,
Adam Donier's.